Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Hey, podcast listeners, this is Rod Peterson. Be sure to join Dupes and me in Houston, Texas, this December from the 5th to the 10th. I guarantee you we'll be checking in on the Texans and the Broncos on NFL Sunday, plus two live shows with all our football buddies, including George Cortez and Don Narcisse. If you've always wanted to see a college football game and it's on your bucket list, why not join us in Houston for a college football playoff game? We're waiting on the Houston Rockets NBA schedule, but if they're home, one of the hottest teams in the NBA will be part of the trip. Check us out now at rodpeterson.com/trip, and thanks to Uniglobe for putting it on.
Your comments make the show better. Send us your thoughts live on our Facebook channel to be the star of today's show. Can't catch us live? Hit us up on our other social media channels to have your say. For now, welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada. And to our new friends in Atlantic Canada, good afternoon. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show. As we get rolling on hour one of episode 60, a very special episode of the program today, coming to you from the bunker in beautiful Western Canada, where it's another sunshiny day. They're talking about squeezing out the last few days of summer here. I think we have another month plus of it. I really do. Stay positive. I'm Rod Peterson. He's Darren DuPont. If I'm Cheech, he's Chong.
I like it. That's good. That one was thrown up on the comments a few times.
I know. I wrote it down.
Wondering how long that would take to get to.
We're rolling into the show. We're coming in hot on this Monday morning, August 26th. This is what I know. It will be me and him. It will be Mike Abou-Meshrick. And beyond that, I really have no idea. I got in here a little late, which is fine.
Oh, yeah.
We're just flying by the seat of our pants. I understand. Is today the day Jason Claremont will be on?
It is.
Great. The legendary number 82 of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, Jason Claremont, and BC Lions fame, too. I want to talk to him about his 1-9 Lions alumni of. What else does the sign say down here?
Abi Khan,
the great Abi Khan.
Yeah, so that'll round everything out.
So here's the thing. As we roll along, we welcome you on the Facebook string to tell us where you're watching from this morning. We always really like that. I wanted to sit here and regale you all day with stories of the Touchdown Atlantic weekend and the festivities in the wonderful province of New Brunswick. And at some point, we will get to that because I do have a million. And yes, Trust me, they're all entertaining. I wanted you to talk about the Saskatchewan Rattlers and the CEBL Championship weekend. The Saskatchewan Rattlers winning yesterday at home, SaskTel Center, over the Hamilton Honey Badgers. And that was awesome.
Oh, was it ever?
Yeah, it looked great.
It was awesome.
And you were on the broadcast, yep, and you were part of all that. But listen, this is what's got everybody hot and bothered today. Within the last hour, I would say, it's come down from the CFL office. Breaking news, Andrew Harris suspended 2 games for performance-enhancing drugs. Now, I'd have to call up my website here or look at the release as to what exactly the performance-enhancing drug is. It's very long. But Andrew Harris has been suspended 2 games. And I'll tell you what, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders beating Ottawa 40-18 here on Saturday for their 5th win in a row. Now they've got the Bombers twice. Without Andrew Harris, things continue to line up for the Riders in terms of the stars aligning. Things not lining up for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, even though they won the other night in Edmonton with Chris Streveler at quarterback. This is what's got my phone blowing up, my Prairie Mobile phone, my personal phone, like going crazy, is about Andrew Harris. They want to know, what's the drug? What does it mean? How long is he going to be gone for? And that has spawned our daily poll for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. Will this positive PED test taint the legacy of Andrew Harris? It was only 10 days ago that he became the all-time yardage leader for a Canadian in the history of the CFL. All-time. Now he's suspended for 2 for a doping violation. I'll get to the name of it. It's too long for me to. I should have written it down. It's long. I don't know what it is. What do you got? Oh, here's Todd, our sales guy. I thought he was coming to tell me what it was. So while I looked that up, you knew about it before we went to air here.
Yeah.
You knew about it. Some people didn't hear in the bunker. That's how new the news is.
Oh, it's brand new.
What's your take?
we're going to continue to learn more about this, like, by the minute as this show progresses towards the noon hour locally here. So we're going to learn more about what it is, all those things, as we move along. Two-game suspension, at first thought, I'm like, okay, clearly it's not a massive performance enhancer. It's not something crazy. It's just a, you know, something that shows up in the cough syrup or whatever. But then you tell me that before we go to air that, no, that's the standard in the CFL. It's automatic two-game suspension.
For a first-time offense.
For a first-time offense. And if that's clear across the board, no matter what the drug was or what the steroid was or what the performance enhancer was, then that maybe taints the legacy a little bit more. Because, you know, for a guy to be on something in today's day and age when everything's, you know, the testing is so severe and everybody, you know, knows what's going on and what they're putting in their bodies, they're so strict about that anyways now. Yeah, it's a head scratcher, still digesting it. I know people in other, you know, provinces and other teams are going to be calling for the U Sports rule. Ineligible player, well, all those wins should be taken away, right? Well, that's not going to happen. Hold the horses.
Well, you're the first to say that. But, I'm not saying I argue it, but...
Right, but yeah. It might come up, right? You know, where does it go to the legitimacy of where the 8-2 Winnipeg Blue Bombers are at? And the second thing I wonder is, what is the eligibility for appeal? You know, the Simone Lawrence, he appealed this and he could play. So could Andrew Harris appeal this and play the next 2 weeks? Because they're the biggest 2 weeks of the season.
Producer Clark has put up on the prompter here, methadienone is the name of the drug. The Facebook wall is going crazy from our viewers chiming in, and I appreciate all of you with that. Joseph Newberry writes in, seems to know what he's talking about. It says, pretty well-known steroid in the history of doping in sport. I've never heard of it, or at least if I have, I don't remember it. So there's a, I'll credit the CFL on a couple things here. One, keeping it quiet until this morning because I was with all those guys yesterday in Moncton, not a word of it. And then really, first thing Monday morning, it comes out with the announcement that Andrew Harris is suspended for a positive test of a performance-enhancing drug. No, the wins won't be taken away, but this is curses, really, for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, who clearly could win without Matt Nichols because they did the other night. I don't think they can win without Andrew Harris. I really don't. Not in one game, and certainly not over a sustained period of time. So this has rocked the Manitoba Capital this morning, and maybe even the CFL. You see these comments coming in like crazy here, and apparently CFL.ca has got a real nice article on their main page right now on the Andrew Harris thing. So nobody broke this news, not any of the insiders. They kept it to themselves, and kudos for them for doing that. That's what you call getting out in front of the story.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's great PR. They're doing it the right way.
They are doing it the right way.
You know, I appreciate our Facebook group here, Tom in the Facebook feed, letting me know that apparently he did appeal, and it's the B sample that also came back positive, so he's out, there's no appeal. So I'm going to take their word for it right now. We'll continue to do our due diligence on that, but that's huge. If he can't play now for 2 weeks, these 2 weeks, the back-to-back against Saskatchewan, you're right, it puts big pressure on Chris Streveler, and they had him in a great spot. I thought he played well. Yeah, he didn't throw the ball that well. He ran the ball more than he threw it for more yards, but you know, they protected him. They put him in positions to succeed. He threw the ball when he had to, ran the ball when he didn't, picked up yards. The defense did their thing. So they had a really great game plan. Andrew Harris is a beautiful compliment. He's a great security blanket, and now that's gone. And all of a sudden, it's like driving down the road, and you don't got insurance on your car. And you just have that little doubt in your mind that I can't do anything wrong. I got to be so careful. Just point A to point B. Can't have a lot of fun. It's going to be really hard for Streveler to have success and be comfortable and be free without Andrew Harris. And, you know, Paul LaPolice has to be sweating a little bit too now because he's got to figure out how to game plan around this and what his backup plan is. So it puts the Winnipeg Blue Bombers in a world of hurt, a big time question mark leading into Labor Day. And the intrigue around this back-to-back is just going through the roof.
I have to. So, wow, the CFL is killing it this morning in terms of being out front of a story. They're the only ones with a story right now. And Andrew Harris has released a statement. He has said, throughout my 4 years playing here in Winnipeg, I've been drug tested more than any other player on our team, to the point it's become a running joke within our locker room. This year alone, I've been tested 3 times. The first on March 1st, followed by July 2nd, and finally 10 days later on July 12th. Somehow, on July 12th, just 10 days after a test that came back completely clean, I was notified that I had tested positive for the first time in my career with a very small trace of a banned substance. I'm still in shock and disbelief at the news. I immediately thought there had to be some kind of mistake. The timeline makes it very clear. I was not using a banned substance for performance-enhancing purposes, nor was I aware that I was taking any supplements with any banned substances in them. Based on the fact pattern, this is clearly a case of product contamination. Dun, dun, dun. What a turn. So, there's three sides to every story, as they say. Your side, my side, and the truth. Right? Yes. Mike O'Shea's released a statement. The president of the Bombers has released a statement. Wade Miller. What's Andrew Harris been in the league for? 12, 13, 14 years. He's an icon. He's going to the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. I'll stand by the kid in believing him on what he says. I don't know him personally, but he's had such a great career. And now I see all the people that are writing in saying, does every player get tested? Is it random? No, it's random. And they call it a random drug test. The guys, as soon as they come off the field after practice, they're waiting there with a little room to do the drug testing. So for whatever reason, they've been trying to nail Andrew Harris for years. I think the statement here by him is very revealing, is it not? It's almost like they've been trying to nail him, and they finally got him with something. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, no, it does. You know, you test them enough, and eventually you're going to find something. I like Chris's comment in the Facebook feed. Must have ate some poppy seed roll from the Kenora Co-op to get something.
Some heroin in it.
Something, no. I just think that's hilarious. But no, for Andrew Harris.
I feel bad for the kid.
I do. I feel horrible for him. Nobody knows truly but him and what's inside. And right? Nobody knows but him.
That's a good
if
point.
He took something or not. And so I don't know the guy well enough to look him in the whites of his eyes and know if he's being real or not. But he knows. The people in his circle know, right? His tight, tight inner circle, they know. And if he feels good, I like to be able to back him up and believe him.
Do you ever remember a player coming out and saying in a statement, I did it. Sorry.
I know. That's
like half past never.
No.
That they've ever admitted to it.
You go right down that path until you know, okay, like I'm not getting out of this, so I better just admit it. But you always try to get out of it first. With anything, always try.
Do you see that our viewership skyrocketing? This is already the most watched program yet. So thank you, Canada, and forever, wherever you may be tuning in for that. So that has spawned our poll today. Does this positive test taint the legacy of Andrew Harris? I have not tweeted it yet. Paul, who's Paul? Oh, Paul Drouin. Paul doesn't put that up. Clark does, our producer. Look at this. For Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center, does the positive drug test taint the legacy of Andrew Harris? It's 50-50.
Wow.
With hundreds of votes already.
Really?
Just in the 10 minutes that we've put it up. 50.5% say yes, it does. 49.5% say no, it doesn't. And here's the thing on that. Look at Marcus Thigpen. Tested positive. I love the guy. But it's always in the back of our minds as we watch him. You know, even when he's standing there answering questions, hey, Thiggy, you're in your mid to late 30s and you're still returning touchdowns on kicks. What's your secret?
You're getting faster.
It's in your mind.
Yes.
And that's, so does this taint Andrew Harris's legacy? I would suggest no. But again, I feel bad for the kid. This is the warm-up, by the way. Mike Abel-Meshrick will be joining us in the bunker shortly, just on the topics that we wanted to get to. Touchdown Atlantic, amazing. Thank you, CFL Alumni Association, for bringing me out there. Great job, CFL. The football community of New Brunswick really are the ones that carried this off and made it a smashing success. You probably didn't get to see any of it.
No.
Because you were broadcasting the CEBL championship.
Yeah.
So we were busy yesterday. But the one thing, and you heard my story before we went to air. I had to get one story in before we went to air when I raced in here. I was told when I got off the plane, hey, Rod, these people are just like where you're from, but they have a little more of an edge. And I'm like, well, what's that supposed to mean? And they said, well, when you tease people, like you like to do, you might get stroked. So that kind of almost happened at the event I was the auctioneer for Friday night. We were auctioning off a trip to the Grey Cup, VIP experience, sit with the commissioner in his suite, be on the field for a warm-up and the coin toss, be on the field at halftime for the band, for the act, and all these other great things. Go to brunch with the commissioner. And it kind of stalled around 3,000. So I'm sitting there waiting. And I don't like auctioneering. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. But I've learned if I'm going to do these events, I should learn to do all of them, be more versatile. So I looked at this table of guys. Abu, you'll like this. Four guys sitting there, not really paying attention, kind of like you right now. And I said, how many of you guys are going to the game on Sunday? And they all put their hand up. I'm like, 3,100, 3,200, 3,300. And they're like, hey! I'm like, I'm just joking. It's a joke from where I'm from.
Stay calm.
Commissioner thought it was hilarious. He almost fell off his chair laughing. They didn't. But they are just, there's one, 3,400. Caleb. He's 3,500. Do I hear 36? And a calf and a cow. Anyways. Yeah, I had to calm them down. But they are like here because they're like, hey, take some lobster back with you. I'm like, I don't want to take. No, it's fine. No, no, you can take it in your carry-on. There's a thing here with water. You can get it through the airport. No, it's okay. But you know that feeling.
Yes.
Right?
Take some. Take
10 pounds of roast beef.
Take
with you.
Some take leftovers. You're going to be hungry. Lunch is for the week.
They're the Atlantic version of us. Yeah, so the Andrew Harris thing is going to be the theme throughout the program today. Questions are coming in like mad in 60 seconds or less. Saskatoon yesterday, or the weekend. It looked amazing from what I saw.
Wow. Yeah, the street festivals were awesome. The city was popping. It was really great. You know what? We were up against, they were up against the Riders on Saturday. They were up against the Lake, one of the last weekends for the Lake. But the fans still turned out, and they're paying attention. When they showed up on Sunday for the final, everybody was packed in. I think there was 4,000 people in there. It was awesome, or more. And the last 30 seconds, the place was about to blow off. The lid was about to blow off the place. So it was really cool. The league, from a standpoint, it came off really, really well. They loved all of it. The broadcast was sensational. Lots of fun. We were on CBC Sports with the broadcast. So that was a treat for me. And wow, the CEBL is off and running. Richard Petko, the eccentric owner of the league, had a chance to bring him on.
He's
our
eccentric?
Set. Yeah, they all.
That's
are.
Cool.
All the owners are, right? You got to be a little bit different to make that kind of money.
A little nutty.
But yeah. He's a great guy, and he's not going to let the league fail. Mike Morreale was
sound
great.
Like it. No.
No, the presentation was awesome. And I want to give a shout out. Michael Linklater, the from Saskatoon, won a championship with Greg Jockums at the U of S, the only one in the program's history. They, you know, get back together. On Saturday, he announces his retirement from basketball. I believe he's 37. He's got an ambassadorship deal with Nike. He's done all these things to grow the game at a youth level, and he came back for the game. He said, I'll play Sunday in the championship, because he didn't play Saturday, announced his retirement, came back, played really, really meaningful minutes, created a couple steals, some big baskets, and they had him up on their shoulders after the game. It was a touching moment.
We will pause, and congrats to the Rattlers, by the way. Another ring for Lee Genier.
Yeah, man, go figure.
Got not going to have enough fingers. Mike Abou-Meshrick joins us in the bunker. On the way today, Jason Claremont and also Abhi Khan will talk about the news that has rocked the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Andrew Harris suspended for 2 games for a positive PED test. This is the warm-up. Canada's most watched Facebook live show is right here, The Rod Peterson Show, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Employee pricing is back.
You pay what we pay with savings up to 19 grand on a 2019 F-150 Super Crew 4x4. And we got them starting at just $34,999 plus tax. Our new 2019 Ford Escapes are starting from just $24,999 plus tax. And you can save 6 grand on remaining 2019 Ford Explorers. Plus, most purchases qualify for $1,000 trade-in bonus cash.
You pay what we pay.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Lay back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Monday morning on the Rod Peterson Show. We'll get into the sports update. And then welcome a new guest to the bunker. No repeat for Canada's Brooke Henderson. Jin Young Ko of South Korea showed why she's the top-ranked player on the LPGA, closing with an 8-under-64 to win the CP Women's Open at Magna Golf Club in Aurora, Ontario by 5 shots. But it looked exciting yesterday. Brooks McGrade following her around.
Oh, yeah.
She just couldn't quite finish it off, but we still love her anyways. Moncton, New Brunswick is not a destination the Argos want to remember visiting. Vernon Adams Jr. threw 2 touchdowns, and the Alouettes held off a late Toronto comeback attempt for a 28-22 win in the CFL's first game in Atlantic Canada since 2013. Montreal improved to 5-4. Argos dropped to 1-8. And Marco Gonzalez has a career-high 14 wins this season after tossing 3-hit ball over 7 innings of the Mariners' 3-1 win over the Blue Jays in Seattle. It was a very busy Sunday in sports. And could be a busy Monday, too. By the way, the Pats blue and white game, the intra-squad, is tonight at the Cooperators Arena. I'll be there, and I will predict the Pats will win.
I'll be there, too.
Good. There is your Monday morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. So the breaking news this morning, Bomber running back Andrew Harris suspended 2 games for a positive performance-enhancing drug test. Can I get the name of it again?
D-ball.
D-ball?
Dianabol.
Sorry. Yeah. Anabol.
What are we calling it?
D-ball. It's this long.
D-ball's the name on the street, right?
Methadienone.
Yeah, everyone,
sounds dangerous.
Everyone out there that just went, D-ball, shame on you for knowing that.
Mike Abu-Beshrek joining us in the bunker, and apologies for those if you can't see him. Well, that's not too bad. It's show number 60 today, by the way. Show
this
number
looks
60.
Great.
Actually, doesn't look too bad.
Yeah, it could
that's
be worse.
That's because it's my face making it look good.
We have green screen technology for those that are viewing right now. So, Abu, this is a home green Rider jersey, number 60 in honor. You can leave it on. I think, can you leave it on?
Well, he wants to take it off.
Oh, you want to take it off?
Well, I just want the women viewership between 33 and 40.
Let's let him do his thing.
So whenever you want to
cue the music, Clark.
Call your friends. Let them know. Recently we've been on. You've been talking about this is show 60.
Show number 60 today.
And I think it's obvious that you're not mentioning other 60s because in this province there is
actually
only
couldn't
one.
Find any other good ones.
There's only one.
Yeah, don't tell Abby that. When he calls in.
That was another 60, okay.
But I agree. I don't think of any other good ones either.
Gene Mikowski. So what, are you going to leave it on? Leave it on.
Well, I've been looking for a good cause to donate this. I've got my Wes Cates jersey on the way. So this is autographed Gene Mikowski jersey.
Wow.
We'll put it up on the website and...
We'll do an auction on it.
Yeah, the highest bid go, and we'll...
Proceeds to Regina Minor Football.
Sure.
And the Regina Riot. How's that?
Yeah.
Thank you,
cool.
Abu. That is very charitable of you. Appreciate it. In honor of number 60.
Don't tell anyone.
Yes. The Riders career games played leader. So, by the way, Paul's watching today. Paul Drouin, Abu's son, sitting in Paul's chair. He's not here, wherever Paul is. So, good morning, Paul. He's watching somewhere. Enough about all that. Everybody wants to know your thoughts on Andrew Harris and the 2-game suspension. That is quite a blow to the Bombers.
See, what I like about this show is that we can just tell it like it is.
And I would hope.
And not really wave any, like, shame on him for...
being politically correct.
With social media and with all the microscopes that players are under, people are getting caught now. I was never like this before. Child, please. Now just people are getting caught. It is becoming who can cheat the best. And I love Andrew Harris. Do I think this diminishes anything? No. He's a great player. They keep changing the rules on people and making things. I remember when I was playing, someone got a letter for Sudafed. They had Sudafed, and you can get. But this is D-ball. This is one of the like.
This is a big one.
This is one of the best steroids you can take. I mean, it's a steroid, and
so you knew what it was when you saw the name.
Well, I had an idea of. So then there's Andrew Harris, right? And he got caught for cheating. And it's just wrong. It's just wrong. But I can see what it is. I mean, back when I played, the stuff that's legal now that you can just go to, you know, GNC and buy,
yeah,
it was illegal then. I mean, you wouldn't think about taking it. But now, you know, the rules are whoever writes it, right? Like Red Bull, they sell it in grocery stores. Can you, like, they. You can,
yeah.
You drink too much. They sell it to children. So I hope it doesn't diminish his legacy. I can see how it happened. I mean, they test you on the first, and then a couple days later, you think you're kind of set, and then they catch you again, or they test you again and they catch you. I can see where that's coming from. I mean, this could be his last season. I feel like I'm just kind of throwing my ideas and not really elaborating.
Oh, I think we're all hanging on your every word. I know I am.
Yeah.
I'm hanging on your every word.
My thoughts aren't as pure as maybe some people might think they might be. You know, it's his last season going into his last year. Hey, you're going to have to sit out for two games when you're cut. Okay. That might not be a bad idea going into the second half of the year. All right. I'm sure it wasn't thought out that badly or that much, but there are certain levels and high performance athletes. I'm not picking on Andrew Harris here. I'm telling you how it is.
Yes.
High performance athletes can afford the doctors to test their levels. I mean, it's simple levels. Elderly people everyone is going to go and get their testosterone checked at some point in their life or their estrogen levels. Some people get it done in their 20s and be like, hey, you know, you can push a little bit higher on this. Yeah, all right, let's do it. And then they take creatine, then they take that.
Yeah.
I was sitting on the couch and you said that people don't come out and say, yeah, I cheated. Remember when Mark McGwire was hitting all those home runs?
He still hasn't admitted that he cheated.
Because it's not cheating. I'm in Toronto, so at the time everyone was taking creatine. They still don't know what the long-term effects of creatine is. Actually, they do, and they're not as good as steroids are. Because steroids were developed for human consumption. And anyways, I digress. So anyways, this creatine stuff, I would take it, blow ups, get smaller, blow up, get smaller, blow up, get smaller when I wasn't taking it. So we went across the border to GNC and we bought this stuff. It was in an orange bottle.
This stuff.
Andra, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know what the name is. Now you know me, Rod. I know everything that I take. I mean,
back then you didn't care?
We don't eat cereal anymore because I can't pronounce the last three things, right?
Right.
Yeah.
His son's over there. Yeah. That's why he's pointing.
Yeah. Androstene Dion. So I was taking this. We went across the board, went into the GNC, bought this stuff. My buddies bought their creatine because it was half price. I bought this stuff that I just hate creatine, still do. And man, it worked. And halfway through the bottle, they started saying, oh no, it's illegal. You can't take it anymore.
Now what do you do?
Well,
you finish the bottle.
You were a CIS athlete. So here's my take on steroids because I didn't play football. Mm-hmm. I don't care. If they drug tested WWF athletes back in the day, Hulk Hogan, Ravishing Rick Rude, as somebody wrote in, Brutus the Barber Beefcake, I wouldn't care.
They all
entertain me. It's their life. It's their body. I don't find it that much different from a fan's perspective. Just hang on. From football. It's their body. Put in whatever you want. Go win the game. I'm going to sit back, eat popcorn, enjoy it. That's my take on it. Now, for the CIS athletes, I'm not talking about Americans, because there's a stat I saw when I was getting my diploma in addiction treatment. Like 80% of U.S. high school football players are on some sort of performance-enhancing drug. That's in America.
Including coffee. Right.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if you're busting your ass and you're clean at the CIS level, now you sports, and you don't make it, but some other guy does from another school at the same position, and you find out that he was taking something, it's not fair. Life's not fair, but my take is this. If Andrew Harris is on steroids, I don't think he's the only one. I don't really care. It's his body. That's just me. So I will vote no. His legacy is not tainted by today's news that he's to be suspended for two. That's my opinion.
You see two things there. Clean. And if Brutus the Barber Beefcake, Hulk Hogan got tested, they all would have been clean because You could take anything. And that's one thing that I wanted to, the clean, not clean, is a moving measure by whoever's controlling things. And they almost banned beet juice from the Olympics a couple years ago because that's how good beets are. And I'm serious. Like what's clean and what's dirty is a moving measure. We just legalized marijuana, and it's the same thing. It's a moving step. So 20 years ago, you're going to jail. Today, you're passing around. You know, like it's a moving measure. What's clean and what's dirty?
I hate to just. I don't want to promote drugs, and I don't want to promote performance-enhancing drugs. I don't think that's right. But it's not like I can give you a needle here or somewhere else, and you're just going to grow muscles. You still got to go to the gym. You still got to put in the work. You got to do those things. I know it aids in recovery time, and it aids, and it does. It helps with performance. It helps you, you know, get more out of what you're putting in than the next guy. But it's not quite.
It's gonna grow.
Magic pill.
I think. Well, it is kind of.
It is.
No, it's not. You still got to do the hard work.
Yeah.
But and that just goes to what the other point I was gonna make is it doesn't make you a better athlete. I mean, it doesn't make
you still got to have the football.
And in the CIS, I was I went to Western. I was tested every year, and they watched that pee come out of your wiener.
Mm-hmm.
Like for 5 years, I'm sitting there like this because, and I was 3 of my 5 years pro. I was tested too. Like. The 3 of the 5 years or 10 years, bro. I kind of get it because of the Androstenedione bit when I put on all that weight. But I digress. The CIS, I agree. That's where you want to have the level playing field, where you want to see, where you need to see the talent. Once you get into the pros, again, I'm not condoning any sort of anything abuse. Mm-hmm. But once you're an adult. It's still not okay,
right?
But yeah, U Sport, I think, throw the athlete out for cheating. Once you're an adult, yeah, work with the athlete to.
Well, there's a really big difference between the two.
Huge,
U Sports
huge.
Is amateur sport.
Yes, and then
CFL, NFL is professional.
It's a
sport.
Business.
Very
what,
big.
What
difference.
Goes in, what goes out. You can afford the doctors to tell you. There's doctors that do it without the test that tell you, yeah, you got ADHD. Yeah, you have depression. Here's a bunch of stuff because I talked to you for 5 minutes. These athletes are going to like qualified doctors that test their levels and tell them what the safe levels of stuff are. No, now, sorry to shock your mind that not everyone that does drugs is in an alley and a junkie. No.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that you hear about because they can't afford. These guys that don't get cut, come on, look at the NFL. Look at these abs. I mean, you don't get looking like that. You know, some guys do, but
why
not everybody.
Then? Why then? And by the way, I have posted it to our Twitter feed, at Rod Peterson Show. Does Andrew Harris's positive steroid test taint his legacy? So far, 75% say, no, it doesn't. But why is the CFL, and that's the league we follow the most, why do the pro leagues do this drug testing? Why are they so stringent on it? And by the way, if you missed it, Andrew Harris has put out a statement where he is denying all responsibility. He says there must be some cross-contamination of the product because he guarantees he hasn't taken it. Why do they care so much? And is it in the instance of fair play? Because I don't think there is fair play anymore in pro sport anyways.
See,
do the leagues
care? I'm happy
care?
That they have it because so that you don't have guys, so you don't, it doesn't turn into the WWE, right? So mm-hmm. guys don't say, well, I can do more steroids. I have more nuclear weapons than you do. I can do more steroids than you do. You know, they're at certain levels, certain ratios. There's guys that get tested positive for too much testosterone because they're born that way, you know. There's got to be guidelines on
so saving them from themselves.
Yeah, right.
That's what
right.
you're talking about.
You want to keep the integrity of the game, or at least the feeling of that the game is pure. It's what we love. We grew up watching it as children. We have them on the couch, right? We want to believe that this is, you know, a great game, and that there's a pureness to it, and that it's, you know, about the game, not about the business. And in business, we have rules and how we spend our money and taxes and all these bookkeeping and record keeping procedures and legal procedures, and it's the same now in sports, right? Otherwise, it would turn into the WWE. You would just be looking for the biggest, baddest guys or the fastest guys, and it would be less about the little pure, you know, beautiful things that make the game what we love.
If your doctor told you that your testosterone level were a little bit low, what would you do?
Get a shot?
Right. If she said your estrogen levels are high?
I don't know. What do they do?
Well, I was just saying they grow boobs.
It's the female testosterone.
But whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know, you do something about it, right? You know, that's it's not back alley drugs, you know? And I'm not talking about Andrew Harris. I'm just telling you the way it is. Yeah, I mean, they're going to their doctors. They're telling them that they have a little bit of deficiency here, a little bit there. I think that's what makes people different.
Yep.
Is that my voice is higher or lower, or my boobs are bigger or smaller than yours, but not on the football field. It's about numbers and getting your testosterone and estrogen levels within a ratio of each other.
Well, and it's also about the fair play aspect. And if we're not at a point where steroids is widely consumable, is deemed to be safe, we can consume it in a safe way, still feel the effects and still get the performance enhancement. If we can do that, it can be safe and it can be available to everybody in a safe and good environment.
It is, and it can be.
Then I think they would allow it. But I
no,
just,
they won't.
Yeah, I just,
they can do it. You're saying doctors don't know how to test people's testosterone level? They actually do.
Right.
I think,
but the
sure
way the players are doing it, they're pushing boundaries, right? Beyond what we've deemed to be safe. We always want to push the boundaries, right? But when vitamins, you know, at the beginning, we don't know what we're putting in our system. When we know and it's available to everybody and we know we're consuming it in a safe way, then it'll be allowed. Right, it's not about, well, you know, letting the players just do what they want and not. It's about doing it in a safe way. It has to be available to everybody. Right? Otherwise, you can't allow it.
I always say you can't take the assholedness out of things, right? And people are going to push the boundaries, and that's why it's illegal. They don't say, "Well, do it, but do it responsibly." They say, "Don't do it, and we're going to test five of you every year and just make sure you're within the boundaries," right?
Well, here's the one thing. So it's in the interest of fair play and to protect the players from themselves. That's what we've come up with here as to why the leagues do drug testing. By the way, we have viewers that have just joined us this morning. Nuji chiming in from Kelowna. Travis is watching in Hawaii. He says, tough news to hear from the CFL. I'm sure Harris will be rolling again soon. Maybe these next two games makes these next two games even bigger for both teams as the Bombers will face the Riders in the next two. But, I mean, from the NFL, I got a lot of friends down there in all roles, Abu, as do you, obviously. And the one thing that I've heard there is some of the biggest stars, and I won't name them, are all steroided up, but they don't get tested. Or if they do test positive, the league doesn't even announce it because they're the marketable face of the league. Andrew Harris would be that.
Welcome to
for the CFL.
Yeah, welcome to the CFL. Throw him under the bus. Don't say, oh, he's hurt. Well, but
I'm not saying what the CFL's done here is wrong.
No,
I'm just saying this is exactly the opposite of what, if what I hear is true in the NFL, exactly the opposite of what they do down there. Just interesting.
But you have eyes, right? You can see what the NFL players
look
like.
Yeah, I could name them.
and they have doctors and therapists. And what do you think these doctors and therapists and everyone's doing and maximizing efficiencies and everything? What do humans do? They eat and they poop and they sleep and then they can run. There's four things to do for training, right? What you put in, what you put out, sleeping,
working out. Yeah.
You don't need a team of doctors to do that.
We need to pause.
Another thing.
Okay. Sorry, we do need to break.
Yeah.
We'll continue this on the way today. Jason Claremont, who has confirmed his participation in our Saturday night All-Star Celebrity Charity Football Classic at Libel Field. We'll talk a little more about that. And Abhi Khan, Bombers great lineman and number 60, ironically enough, as this is the 60th episode of the show, will join us to talk about how this is going over in Winnipeg today. You are watching The Rod Peterson Show, Canada's most watched Facebook live show. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catching our podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
Just because you're out in the country, surrounded by fields of green, living sky sunrises and sunsets, shouldn't limit you from connecting to the world. Fast, reliable, and affordable internet for rural Saskatchewan. SaskTel Fusion from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Invite the whole world in. Sign up for SaskTel Fusion today for just $99.99, including basic install. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Rod Peterson Show continues on a Monday morning, episode number 60 of the program. Gene Mikowski, obviously legendary number 60s. Sask Party MLA, cabinet minister, and the Ryder Career Games played leader. We've got other names have come in. Jose Theodore.
Yeah.
From the hockey fans.
Vezina.
Thursday, Clark's telling me that Casino Gino will be on the program, so we look forward to that. Ron Cherkis, Cherk, pride of Kamsack, Saskatchewan, former Ryder, D-line coach and D-line, a member of the 89 champion team. Abhi Khan out of Winnipeg. So there's lots of names coming in here this morning on that.
Ben Jones, Titans. There you go.
Dave Van Conant,
there's some great names. So the big news today is, and I don't know if we'll spend 2 hours on this, although clearly we could, Andrew Harris suspended for the next two games for positive test of performance-enhancing drugs. Other news, guys, coming out of Week 11, let's just talk about that for a second. Bombers won in Edmonton, 34-28. Nobody outside the 204 thought Winnipeg would win that game, but they did. Should talk a little bit about that. They're now 8-2, as is Hamilton after beating the BC Lions 13-10 in Vancouver Saturday night. My picks all went I did have the Riders to beat Ottawa, but come on. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
40-18 Saturday here. And then a touchdown Atlantic in Moncton, 28-22. The Alouettes over the Argos in a fantastic football game, 28-22. I'll tell you this, though. That BC-Hamilton game kicked off at 11 p.m. where I was. 11 p.m.
Wow.
I watched the first couple series. Mike Rowley's running around like a chicken with his head cut off. And then, boom, like a chicken getting run over on the road. Over and over and over and over. And then at the tailgate, like Abu's smiling already. You're loving this.
I love when being right. You know, I really do love being right. Because all these.
Well, it happens
how long,
so rarely.
How long have I known you? 12 years now? Every Something time like you're like, whoa, I tell you about our times playing in Ottawa, going out in BC and starting games at 11 o'clock at night. You're like, I never heard of that. You only hear about West Coast teams going east and having a hard time with that. I'm like, I don't care what you've heard. We started games at 11 o'clock at night in BC.
And lost. And
they started the games at 8 o'clock instead of 7 o'clock because... But well, I don't believe in coincidences because they knew what they were doing.
But BC must be extra bad.
It is hard
to lose at home to a team coming from the Eastern time zone, which they did the other night.
Bingo.
Yeah.
So bad.
Not easy.
They beat them in their sleep.
But I picked the BC Lions to win that game. I just
so did I.
I'm waiting. But I watched that game, and I painfully sat through almost that entire football game. I left for a little bit in the middle, but came back. It is so hard to watch. It is hard to watch Mike Riley continue to take that punishment, play after play after play. Even, you know, at the end of the game, they had a drive which ended up in a touchdown, which made the game kind of interesting. It was only because it was extended three times because of roughing the passer calls. He got out the ball as fast as he could, and he still took a shot that was deemed in the head or down low. I mean, he's running for his life. And then you watch him go to the bench, and he's kind of sitting by himself, and he's dejected. And the O-line, they're showing them coming off every time because it's seven sacks now in the football game, and they're looking around like, what am I doing? What are you doing? They don't know what they're doing. It's hard to watch. It really is.
Yeah, well, you don't like incomplete punt commercial?
It's not
incomplete punt commercial. Incomplete. Come on, everybody. Incomplete commercial. Lions and Tigers and Bears. Oh my. And you wonder why, you know, oh, you didn't see the game? No, I fell asleep.
Yeah.
But my analysis on the game is that that was a boring ass game. I fell asleep, but it just speaks to how good of a team Hamilton is. They lost their quarterback and they're still going out there and playing sports and defense and offense and
this makes
teams.
No sense.
They that Hamilton
that shouldn't be happening.
That's the analysis.
Hamilton's 8-2 with a backup quarterback, and they go out and play the team in their park with the most expensive player in the league, and they don't kick their ass, but they win 13-10, which shouldn't have happened. Which, by the way, Clark's telling me to tell our viewers, please like and share today's show. It's already our most viewed yet. We'd like to continue that. Please go down to the bottom of the screen, hit like and share. But anyways, I did get a call this morning from a coach in the southern United States to talk about week 11. I said, I'm so glad that you called because I missed most of the games. We were doing all these events in Moncton and Touchdown Atlantic. I didn't get to watch most of it. He said, here's a stat for you. You can run by your listeners and viewers today. And boy, you might know this. You give up a sack on any drive, your chance of scoring a touchdown on that series is 3%. So the BC Lions are literally just killing themselves by not having any opportunity to keep their quarterback upright. And he said it's not all on the O-line, which football people know. It's getting the ball out of the quarterback's hands. Because what I did see the other night is Mike Ryan, now they're rolling him out. They're trying everything. And he's still getting killed. And now they're on pace to set a record for the most sacks allowed in a season. And they keep trotting Mike Riley out there because they have to, because they're paying him so much. So they want to get their money's worth out of him. It is an absolute train wreck. And who saw this coming?
So two things I want to, but you're talking all that about taking sacks. I'm just thinking of Kerry Glenn. Kerry Joseph's my man, but Kevin Glenn's is my other dude.
Blue streak.
He didn't take sacks. He got rid of the ball. And people, yeah, he throws picks. He throws picks 30 yards down the field. So it's first down. You take a 9-yard sack. It's second and 19. You're running a draw to punt.
Yeah.
Instead of being second and 19, you throw it up 30 yards downfield. 30 plus 9 is what? 39 yards? Yeah. That's a punt.
Yeah.
So interceptions aren't the worst.
Not when they're deep.
Sacks are worse. Like
sacks kill your drive because it takes your playbook from here. The reason why coaches like second and short is because it takes. I mean, you can do anything.
Yeah.
Second and one is you're screwed on defense.
But you don't pay Mike Riley $700,000 to run Brandon Bridges' offense. When you have no offensive line, that's okay. You can have a young offensive line, and you can play mobile, move around, throw the ball, you know, that West Coast, move the ball quickly type of offense. But you do that with Cody Fajardo or Chris Streveler or Brandon Bridge or a quarterback designed for that. You don't take a $700,000 pocket passer and say, all right, we're bringing you in, you're the MVP, but we're going to get you to do something that's not what you've made your living at, not something that's made you worth $700,000. So if you're going to buy a pocket passer, you better have a pocket to put him in.
And that's what that game was. I guess it was BC that trying to get to the Grey Cup with all their eggs in the one basket of the quarterback versus Hamilton that We talked since the beginning of the year, even with Masoli in there, they have an offensive scheme. They run the extra tight end set. They know what the skill set of is of their quarterback, and they run an offense, not as 12, not as individual players.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
It's like you buy the you're the guy who buys the $700,000 Rolls Royce, and it's like, I got it, I'm in. But you know you really don't have much other than that. You can't afford to go for dinner. You got a little house. You put all your money
exactly
what it is.
Yeah.
But the worst part for the BC Lions is because I see their supporters, the podcasters, and some fans just begging their friends on Facebook, please come to the games because it'll pay off. It'll feel so good when they turn this around because there's no other reason, unfortunately, to go to those games because it's just ugly. Particularly if you're a Lions fan, and I heard it long ago, I think I've said it on this show, in sports, you either better be selling wins or you better be selling hope. And the BC Lions have none of either.
Come watch this dumpster fire.
Come watch this. For what? For why?
I know.
Come see our quarterback run for his life and potentially get his helmet knocked off.
But for all of that.
Where is the road out of this for the BC Lions?
Well,
that's kind of what I'm getting at.
They've got some weapons on offense. They do. They've got the quarterback. Their defense has been playing okay at times. So they've got some pieces. But again, the number one piece is you got to put the insurance on your most valuable commodity. And I know they know that. We're not telling anybody anything new, but it's not going to change until you can get that offensive line. So unfortunately, it's the hardest thing to do when you've got a good, you know, decent receiving core and you're okay at defense, got the quarterback. It's hard to say, well, we got to sacrifice an area. But I think that's it. You really got to sacrifice an area.
Switching gears. To touchdown Atlantic, by the way, in the game that was there. Thanks again to the CFL alumni, Leo Esrins, who never misses a show. Do you know why? The biggest reason why he's so in tune to this program? He is the executive director of the CFL alumni. Look who we have on the show all the time. Abu here. Look who we've had today. Jason Claremont, Abi Khan, Reggie Hunt, Kenton Keith, Stevie Bags, Travis Lule, G. Roy Simon, they're all alumni. Mm-hmm. It's a perfect fit, right, for the CFL and for this program. So thanks again, Leo, for the support. I get out there, and by the way, people ask, how's the commissioner? You spend 30 seconds around Randy Ambrosi, and you already feel better about things. He's always smiling. He's always positive. And yeah, you should spend more time around Randy Ambrosi. That's why I think he should do more interviews and be on TSN more, because he just exudes confidence, you know. But as far as the game, in that vein, I'm out on the field before the game. It's a 1 p.m. Atlantic time kickoff. Kahari Jones is out. If you saw my Instagram story.
He could still play.
Kahari is he's running drills just like he was the quarterback coach or OC, which he became head coach just prior to week one. Why would you change what you're doing? If you're going to run the drills as an assistant, why wouldn't you run him as a head coach? He's got headphones in. He looks like you out there. He's bopping to the beat, to the music in the stadium. And I'm like, this is just a comfortable, relaxed vibe coming off Kahari Jones. His team plays that way. And as much as I'm pulling for the Argos, they've always been my second favorite team ever since I was a little kid. Probably because I dislike double blue, the color scheme. Yeah. You know how kids are. But I want them to do well. But it's just not happening. They don't have a quarterback. I sat with Argos fans. They have no faith in McLeod Bethel Thompson. He shows flashes, but not consistent, a little like Brandon Bridge. And then you see Corey Chandler just pacing the sidelines like a caged tiger, like he always does. And if they say the teams reflect the personality of the coach, which I believe they do, the Argos look uptight and not relaxed, where the Alouettes are, look at Amanda, the talk of the league right now.
I have nothing against Corey. What's his record been in the last 50 games he's played? I don't think he's got 10 wins.
Now everybody talks about that, but certain coaches are, and just like we talked about, players need to be in situations and people in business need to be in situations to succeed. Coaches do too. There's some coaches who just, they're not all about the rebuild. Some coaches can't coach kids and they can coach men. It's the same deal. And Corey Chamberlain, that kind of, you talk about the caged tiger walking the sideline, that seems more like a coach who's going to squeeze every ounce out of the lemon. So a team that's ready to win, whether it was the Riders here to win a Grey Cup, you know, that seems like the kind of coach that you need in that situation and where he has success. And I know any coach can win with that team, but it's not
I'm not
same.
Saying it's wrong. I'm just saying I love the vibe off Kahari. But, it's like, that's just, and he's always been that way. But whereas with Corey Chandler, I'm not saying that's wrong, but Abu played in an era where the coaches and all the ones that I know usually have that vein in their head and it's about to pop and it's 24/7. They're stressed and they're, I just don't think you can do that anymore.
No.
Look at Craig Dickinson. Although at times in games, he looks stressed. Overall, he's not. He's a player's coach, and I just don't think you can coach that way anymore. And I look at James Wilder Jr., who's there on the sidelines in T-shirts and shorts, healthy, not playing. And it's like making a kid go stand in the corner with a dunce cap on. It's like, you can play, but we're going to make you stand out here and watch your teammates because you're not a team guy, and you don't want to do what we're asking you to do, so you just stand there. It was just a very interesting dichotomy going on with the Argos yesterday.
I mean, that's why I just want to go back. I don't necessarily think he's a bad coach. I don't think he's a good coach. I'm just thinking, you wouldn't put Phil Jackson in charge of a rebuild, right? You got to pick the right coach for a certain situation. So you talk about 2013 and he was the guy. Yeah, it worked out for him. And then he's been kind of, I guess what I was saying is that he's been riding that for a long time.
Sure.
And you say that you got to be put in a right situation, and every athlete and every person have to be a little bit lucky. You got to create your own luck. If you're not drafted, you got to go banging on doors. You got to do something. You got to make chicken salad out of chicken.
Lemonade.
Chicken.
Really hard. It's Paul Druin's favorite comment here. Paul from the show, making chicken salad out of lemonade every day. That's what we do here on the Rod Peterson Show. Look, we're going to pause. Jason Claremont is in the bunker. He'll join us next on show number 60, along with Abu. Update from producer Clark. Mike McCullough is in for not only Thursday's show, but he'll be playing in Saturday's All-Star Celebrity Flag Football game at Libel Field. So, Dupes, when you come back for overtime, you're going to have to give us some more details on that.
Wow, we'll get a list. All right.
Because everybody's asking me details on this game Saturday night at Libel Field in advance of the Labor Day Classic, and I don't have all the details. You do.
We'll get them all.
So Abhi Khan will be with us an hour or two as well to talk about the news that has rocked the CFL today. Andrew Harris suspended for 2 games for a positive steroid test. Canada's most watched Facebook Live show is The Rod Peterson Show. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcast at CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Employee pricing is back. These are all pre-owned vehicles. They all have an employee price.
Get this certified pre-owned 2018 Chevy Equinox LT all-wheel drive for only $24,998 plus tax. Or check out this certified pre-owned 2018 Jeep Compass Limited 4x4 for just $28,750 plus tax. We have over 40 low-mileage Jeeps in stock at Canada's largest GM-certified pre-owned retailer.
You pay what we pay!
One of the things that I'm also running into lately is people who have been declined for marijuana use in the past.
Brian Baker with youareinsurable.ca.
Insurers will decline you for more than just your health. They'll decline you for your lifestyle. And in the past, any type of marijuana use over 2 grams a week is going to send red flags up to traditional insurers, because for those people who are suffering from chronic pain, other illnesses such as Crohn's colitis or depression for that matter, that have used marijuana as a treatment, they're probably using more than a couple of grams a week. Now we have legalized marijuana in the country, but don't expect the traditional insurers to have made that change to their underwriting policy. But I do have an insurer that will take care of the client.
If you've been declined due to cannabis, you are still insurable. Don't wait. Talk to Brian today. Brian specializes in finding critical illness, life, and disability insurance for hard-to-insure people just like you. Book your no-cost, confidential, risk-free consultation at youareinsurable.ca.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.